Now we have another few questions. By Rava, stay b'nosecha l'shnei banai b'pruta. Mahu. Somebody gives a pruta to a father and he wants to create kedushin for the two daughters of this mekabel with two sons of this nosein. What's the question? He's giving one pruta for the two kedushas. What's the shaila? Basa nosein mekabel azlina v'ha'ika mamona. Do we say that we follow the people making the kinyan, the people who are doing the transaction? The money is passing from a nosein to a mekabel, and therefore it suffices to have the one pruta for the two kedushins that are going to take place. Or do we say we follow the girls who are becoming mikudashos, and therefore you need a pruta for each one, and you don't have that. You're giving one pruta for both. Take. Rashi says, what's the case exactly, more specifically, that this person is giving a pruta for his two sons, Hazat Shaykh, and what is the pshat of the daughters, the relationship of the daughters and their age? Look at Rashi. L'shnei banai v'hem gedolim. Obviously, for there to be a kedushin on the two sons, it has to be that they're gedolim. So how is it that the father can give the kesef? V'asa'u shliach l'kadosh. Yeah, so the case is that the nosein is a father who's a shliach. He's authorized to be mekadosh the two sons. So he's giving a pruta to the father, the other father. Rashi doesn't tell us about the other father. The silence of Rashi would suggest that it's not a case that he's a shliach, because it's simply a case that the father has the right to mekabel kesef for the daughters. And why would that be, of course? That's because the case must be that they are younger, and that's the dinas, biti nasati. We know that the father has the right to mekadesh the daughters, and we'll see more about this in Tosis. So the case is that the nosein is a shliach of the sons, and then you have the mekabel is the father, and the daughters are younger. And what's the shayla of the Gemara? The shayla in terms of kesef that's kona for kedushin. When we say you need a pruta, is it enough to have the pruta for the nosein and mekabel lashon haGemara, the people doing the kinyan? Or do we say no, that it's about a pruta for each girl? Obviously, we have to understand the shayla here. What is study hashayla? Exactly, what's the issue here? There's how many haknos are taking place over here? There's two girls becoming mikudashos. There's one transaction, two transactions. Suppose a person wants to be kona two karkos. You need a pruta also to be kona for kesef for karka. Is there a question over there? If those in the mikabel are between them, there's a pruta handed over, and he wants to acquire two pieces of land. So obviously that's no problem, right? Why? There's two pieces of land, it's one chefs, it becomes one, it's one object. What's over here? Here, the two, clearly two transactions. It's not, you can't have two kedushins considered as one hakna. Now, let's see, but l'maisa, it's one hakna, you might say, but it's two things that are being acquired. It's one hakna for the two things being acquired. In the case of two karkos for a pruta, it's one thing being acquired, the one thing in the two karkos. Now, we have shailos that come later in the Gemara, and there, let's see the next couple lines in the Gemara. Vaya papa, bitcha uparascha bepruta mahu. What if a person is giving a pruta and he wants two things to happen? He wants the daughter to become mekudeshes to him, in other words, and that he should acquire the para, which is a kinyan kesef. Now, here already, what does the Gemara present as the shayla? Mi aminan bitcha b'chatzi pruta uparascha b'chatzi pruta. and he wants the one pruta to be spread over the two transactions, and then it's clearly no good. Odilma, perhaps we can interpret it differently. Bitcha b'pruta uparascha b'meshicha. That maybe he wants the kesef, the pruta, to be all for the kedushin, and he intends to also have a kinyan meshicha. The mitzvah says he did a meshicha, maybe at some point later. Take. But notice, the only way that we can allow this kinyan to work as kedushin, as acquiring the para, is because I can imagine that the pruta is going on the kedushin, and the para means a different kinyan. But here there's no tzad in the Gemara, even though before we had a shayla that maybe you can have two kedushins with one pruta because basa nosin makabel. But here, as Tosrit points out, you can't package together, even though there's one nosin, one makabel, you can't package together a kedushin and acquiring a par. And so too in Ravashi's shayla, by Ravashi, bitcha v'karka ocha b'pruta mahu. Do we say bitcha b'chatzi pruta v'karka b'chatzi pruta, in which case you can't have a kinyan here at all? Odilma bitcha b'pruta v'karka b'chazaka. Take. Maybe the intention is that the pruta is going for the kedushin and karka b'chazaka. You have to know what Ravashi's shayla is adding to Rav Papa's shayla. But meanwhile, it's clear that the tzad of the Gemara initially, by the case of Shteid Nosach Shnei Banai, that it's enough to have a pruta because bas nosin mekabel, it's only a svara bas nosin mekabel in terms of what? In terms of the two girls to the two sons. And this is what the Tosus Rit points out, because there you can say that you can view the two things that are being acquired as one hakna. You can't package together as one hakna the kedushin plus karka or kedushin plus a par. Rashi says, "Odilma bitcha b'pruta d'meida yada." Rashi says, "D'mbatz b'pruta lo makatsa." He understands you can't have less a condition less than the pruta. Uparas lo ma'apruta. Ela shetikna lo kshim shechena. The intention was that to be a kinyan through meshicha. Kakacha b'chazaka kisha achzikba. Again, the way Rashi sets up the reason why you would say that he meant Parascha the Meshicha, because he knows that you can't have a kedushin less than a pruta. You have to know, according to Rashi, what was the next shayla on top of this. Tosfos says something a little different than Rashi on this. Let's go back to the first shayla. So this first shayla here have of whether it's enough to have one pruta because basa nosin makabel. On the other hand, no, we need to follow the fact that it's two separate things being acquired for kedushin, therefore you need a separate pruta. Says Tosfos, "Chetz shteid nosecha lishnei banai." Omri, what is the case of the father who's mekabel for the two daughters? What is the age of the daughters? And betoras what is the father being mekabel this pruta? Omri, the nairi the banos ketanos, the kedushin the avninu. The case must be that the daughters are younger, they're not the ketanos, and the father therefore has the right to mekadesh them. What would be the alternative? The ibigdolos, if you're talking about already bogros, they're already older, and then what would be the basis for the avi mekabel the kedushin? The av mekabel kedushin b'torah shkichos, a woman can make a shkiach for kabbalas hakesef. So then pshita debay pruta chalachas. The Tosfos says something very interesting. The fact that the father is mekabel as a shliach cannot be enough of a svara to say that one pruta would suffice for the two kedushas. Why not? The shliach who ordered mishalcha. The shliach could be no better than the one who sent it. If the girls be mekabel kedushin, clearly you'd need a pruta for each. So if the father is mekabel b'torah shliach, then you can never make the case that it could be one pruta. But wait a second. So what Tosfos is saying, a very interesting thing, that if the father was mekabel the kesef as a shliach, then you cannot view the fact that there's one shliach being mekabel as a justification for allowing one pruta for the two kedushas. So it has to be that he's not doing it as a shliach. He has the koach. He's the bailam on the kedushin. That's the pshat. Wait a second. But let's go. Let's look at the other side. The other side, there's no way to explain how the person can give kesef for the two sons except as a shliach. As Rashi told us. And yet the Gemara says, "Basa no sinu makabel." Sounds like the fact that the actual nosein, who's a shliach, is one person, that's what allows us to say one proof is sufficient. The Akatosis say, when it comes to the father who's mekabel the kesef, that it cannot be as a shliach. Because go adif shliach mimishalcho, so it has to be that he's the bailam on the kedushin. But the Gemara seems to say otherwise. The Gemara says, basa nosein u mekabel azlina. That means that the fact that the nosein is one and the mekabel is one is enough to allow for one pruta for the two kedushas. But nosein being one is acting in what capacity? As a shliach. So you see, not that way. You see that the fact that he's one shliach, even though he's coming on behalf of two different mekadshim, it's enough to say that you can have one pruta. Says Tosis, no, but you have to reinterpret the Gemara now. Tosis is so convinced of this svara, that the only way to solve the understanding of Gemara is that the father is a father that has a bailam on the condition, the daughter is Aktanos. Because otherwise, there's no way that anyone can entertain the possibility that he could have one pruta. So what do you do with the fact that Gemara says, basa no sinu makabel, says Tosis, the basa no sinu makabel, lav dafka. But the Gemara says, basa no sinu, it's lav dafka. The ikar is the makabel. The basa no sinu to come a lav dafka. Shabbat ha no sinu al kochach b'tar shvichas banav huba. The no sinu is obviously acting as a shliach. The e basa no sinu as linan, if we would take that seriously, that line of basa no sinu and makabel, that no sinu is also what we look at. Havi b'ashte prutos, ki la banav b'atzma mekadshin. Then you'd have to have two prutos because it's no better, as we're saying, than the mishaleach. Abu Habayahi, so what really are the two stedim of the Gemara? Not basa nosin the makabel, but rather basa makabel aslinan, or basa ditu aslinan. Abu Habayahi, basa makabel aslinan legamre. That means we don't, we ignore the fact that the two girls being acquired here, be kedushin, but all that matters is the das makne, the makne himself, who's accepting pruta. And with that hakna of the makabel, the makneh, he can give over two different things, two girls b'kedushin. So asking the gamri, the shema in lachosh elashi kabel hamakado shema pruta. That's the shayla d'gemara. Or no, if the fact that he's that there are two things that he's giving over b'kedushin, you need a separate pruta for each girl. So there are really two parts to this tosis have to be thought about. Especially we've seen a lot of tosis really disagrees with tosis. There are two yesodos that emerge in this tosis have to be investigated. What are the two nekudos? Number one, tosis says that lo adif shiach mishalcha. You can't tell me that basa nosin is dafka. You can't tell me that the father, the daughters who are becoming nekudashos are gedolos, because lo adif shiach mishalcha. The same way that they would require pruta of each one if they were mekabel the kesef, the same way the nosein has to give a kesef of each one. That's what we're saying. Then of course you'd have to have the shliach as well. He's no better than the mishalach. That's one yisod. The other yisod is what Tosa says, that we don't follow the nosein. To the contrary, all that matters is the mekabel's being mekabel a pruta. The fact that you don't have the nosein here that you can view as you have the nosein as part of the equation. From the perspective of the nosein, if we follow the nosein, then you'd have to have a separate pruta for each, but we don't follow the nosein. On the side of the Gemara Basa Mekabel, it's Basa Mekabel Aslina. Well, maybe not. We need Basa, the two girls. This is the Ika part of the Tosis. Tosis just finishes with another detail. The Tzarech Lomar, as far as the case is concerned, the Tzarech Lomar, Shabire Le'ezim Mehem, it had to be clarified. He chose which one is going to, which daughter is going to which son, Kigal and Rachel, Reuben, Belay, Le'Shimon. Because if not, if they weren't identified who's going to who, then Lokin Havi Kedushin Shilo Nimsiru Labiyah. Then it would be a problem called Kedushin Shilo Nimsiru Labiyah. What exactly does that mean? That's a Gemara later on. It's on Daf. Nun Aleph. Yeah? We're Nun Aleph. Machokes Abai V'Rav. It's one of the Yal Kagams, actually. Yal Kagam. So the Kuf is Kedushin Shilo Nimsiru Labiyah. So they have a machokes as follows: Itmar, kedushin she'en mesurin labia, abaya amar havi kedushin, rabba amar lavi kedushin. What does it mean? Rashi explains here: kidesh achas mishtei achoyos v'lo pirish ezol hi mehem. Then yachlisa achas mehem deshem ezuli achos ishto. In other words, he's mekadesh in without specifying which of the two sisters, and then he wants to make that a kedushin. So since that kedushin cannot translate into a heter via, because it could be it's going to be achos isha. So that's kedushin sulabia. That's a machlokas abaye v'rava. So Tosa obviously would mean since Rav is of the opinion that kedushin shulanim sulabia is not good, Rav kedushin. So and Rav is the one who's raising this question. So Tosa is assuming it has to be that they will mevarer which girl it is for which man. Now, in terms of what Tosus sets up in the sugya, so Tosus Rid seems to argue. Tosus Rid says, see the question of Tosus Rid. There it is. Basin no sinu makabel azvin on pirush. Hecha de kidei shtei nashim betruta. O ish achas apachas vishav apruta. Eina mekudeshes. Vahasa mishim diyav kedushin gedidhu. Gedidhu hab. That's because you're giving kedushin to the girls. Aval hocha diyavinu la'av. Uda avhavu. Ikalamema davi kedushin. The inami shnei bnei adam nasne pruta la'av the shtei b'nosav shita delavi kedushi kimi dekol chad lo yarda l'chafi pruta lo chashiva mama. So the cases that are for sure no good is if there are two makablin or there are two nosnim. Notice the Tosfot is taking everything into account. What makes this case better, that perhaps it's good enough to have only one pruta for the two girls becoming mekudashos. Aval hacha de nosin havichad or mekabel havichad. Ikol mema de basin nosin mekabel azlinan b'lav basin konin beniknin. So why does it sound like that it works? We don't follow the things that are being acquired. Follow the nosin and the mekabel, and not who's getting it, and not what is being acquired. In other words, according to Tosfos Rid, how many konim are there? How many konim are there? No. How many konim? No. Two. Each son. But that doesn't bother me. Because there's one nosin. There's one nosin. How many girls are becoming mekudashos? How many niknim are there? How many niknim? Two. But that doesn't bother me, because it's one makab. So Tosfos Rid is a different take of the sugya. He takes the words of Gemara Kipshuta. So what do you see in Tosfos Rid in contrast to Tosfos? I think on the two issues that Tosfos, we pointed out in Tosfos that emerged clearly, number one, that we don't follow Nosin. The side of the Gemara that it should work is because we follow the Makabel. If we follow the Nosin, then we have a problem. Because the Nosin is not going to be any better than who he's coming from. And then you should require two prudence. But the end, I guess he's only a Shriach after all, on the Nosin's then. The answer is we don't follow the Nosin. The side of the Gemara that it works is because all that matters is the Makabel. And the Rid disagrees. The Rid holds that, no, the konim are two, but the nosin is one. That means that we can follow the note. We follow the Nosen and the Makabel, but on both the Nosen and the Makabel, we have one Pruta. That's why maybe it's enough. Tosis says it's only a function of the Makabel that we could justify allowing this to work, but on the Nosen, it's obviously there's nothing to say about Nosen. Because to the contrary, if you follow the Nosen, then you really need two Prutos, because the Shliach is no better. The answer is, we follow the Makabel alone. Or, do we follow the things that are being acquired, meaning the girls? The Rid holds other, Rid holds no. The Nosen is distinct from the Konim, and if it's one Nosen, that helps us. What obviously flows from this is a second Machlokas, that Tosus took for granted the Yisod called Lo Adif Shliach Mishalcho. The Shliach could be no better than the one he's coming from. And therefore, just like the Konim Ashnayim, so then the Nosen being one is irrelevant. It's not going to be any better. Therefore, it's got to mean that we don't follow the Nosen at all. But because otherwise, Lo Adif Shliach Mishalcho, and therefore Tosu says the case of the father being Makabel has to be that he's Makabel as a Bailim of the Kedushin, and the girls are Ketanas. Otherwise, again, it wouldn't matter that there's one Makabel. If he's a Shliach, he's no better than the two, then he's coming. And the Rid disagrees. The Rid holds that even though he's a Shliach of the children, of the sons, but he's one Nosen. He doesn't spell this out, but it would follow then that on the other side of the coin, it could be that the girls could even be gedolos, and the father could be a shliach, just like it is on the Nosen side. Those tosis raya no longer holds. So these are two very important nekudas. Each one has to be thought about. What exactly underlies this machlokas? For tosis, it's on the side that it works is because it followed the makabel, not the Nosen. On the followed the Nosen, we have a problem. Because since he's no better than the Mishaleach, then he really should require two Prutos. The answer is we don't follow the Nosen, we follow the Makabel. And the Rid says, no, we follow the Nosen and the Makabel. We require a Pruta, but that's what it means. Nosen and Makabel, both. Second Machlokas is for Tosfos, it's clear that the Shliach can be better than the Mishaleach. And for the Tosfos, you see otherwise. Because the Konim Ashnayim, and yet the Nosen is one. And that's why it could be good enough. We follow the Nosen, and we have one Nosen. Even though the Mishaleach are two, the Mekonim are two. Yeah, Dan.
So, in this case, the father's giving the money, but whose money is it really?
That's a good question. Whose money is it? So, once you're asking, so you tell me what do you think? What are the possibilities?
I haven't think that the Tosfos Rid is saying that it's the father's money, because if it was the children's money, even though the father's giving it on behalf of them, though, it would still be considered two Nosen. It wouldn't be the father's one.
Okay, so if you say the father's money, then the Torah, why does the condition going to take effect?
Good.
So could, that's a very strong possibility. We could, let's just say for now, maybe that's correct. You want to make a case for it, okay, but could be the father's money. We have to know if we have to say it that way, but that could certainly be. But Tosus is clearly not going to differentiate. For Tosus, even if it's the father giving the money as Eber Kanani, but the fact is, again, you have to know. In other words, the case of Eber Kanani is the case of Shliach, or not, but either way they have to know about it, Pashtus, right? Is it a schus automatically? I mean, Tosus doesn't say. Tosus says, if the father is the father, if it's the Nosen, it's obviously a Shliach. What about Eber Kanani Shlichus? Eber Kanani is a din of Shlichus?
Chaim
thought it had to work with the mechanism of Shlichus. So thought it didn't have to work with the mechanism of Shlichus. What you're trying maybe to say, maybe it's not, we're trying to make Machokas or Tosis of it and Tosis. Maybe you're trying to suggest, could be the Maharit says what you're saying, that if it's the din of Eber Kanani and we have to add here, the Eber Kanani is not midin shlichus, then maybe the Tosfos Rid will agree to the Yisod Adif Shliach Mishalcho. On the Makabel's end, it's got to be a case that the Ketanim, that the girls are Ketanim. And the reason why you don't have the problem on the Nosen's end is because we're not talking about a Shliach. Because Eber Kanani is not midin shlichus. That's kind of where you're going, right? Okay. But one can take issue with you. You can say no, that there really is a Machokas, Tosfos Rid and Tosfos. And there's two issues that they're disputing. And the money could be the money of the children who are gedolin. And it's like somebody makes a shliach and gives the money to the shliach to Mekadesh and Isha, and in fact, it's not the father's money; it's the money of the children. And so the two children gave a pruta together, a jointly a pruta to this father, to their father. The father gives the pruta to the other father, and nonetheless, Basha Nosa Mekabazlina means that you can have two conditions take place with the one pruta, as long as Nosa Mekabal are one. I mean, I understand why you don't want to say that, but it could be that that's, it's not clear to us that it's the money of the father and it's Ebekinani, and then you have to add, you know, if it's Ebekinani, you still have to add, it's not within Shlichus, otherwise you're still going to have the issue of Lord of Shlichus and Meshachah.
If it's not the father, then is that really considered one notion?
The notion is the people who are doing the transaction. Yes, Nachum Avram, yeah.
Can you mention a case, I can't remember which segment it was already, but a little bit, we quoted the Magid Mishnah,
You mean the Mishnah Lamella. That's what you mean. So let's go there. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so let me mention it. Good. So this is exactly right. And what I didn't mention at the time was that the Mishnah Melch references this machlokes, quote unquote, he assumes it is a machlokes, between Tosus and Tosus. So where is this Mishnah Melch? It's a long Mishnah Melch in the beginning of Perakei of Ishus. Very long Mishnah Melch. He's going on the halacha, the Rambam of Mekadesh B'Yisuri Hanar, Mishnah Yisrei, later on in Kedushin, Chametz B'Pesach, whatever other examples, Enem Mekadeshes. So the Mishnah Melech has the following question, how he begins the whole long discussion. Mr. Pakti says the following. A woman is of chola, misukenes, who's allowed to eat whatever it takes for pikuach nefesh, including yisuri hana. Or, she wasn't a chola, she is b'sakana, she's ain't b'sakana, but the yisuri hana midrabanan, that are mutter for chole, she'embo sakana. Okay, another variation of the same case. In other words, she's allowed to have this food, whatever it is, for her situation. But obviously, from the perspective of the no saying, it's not worth the pruta. It's yisuri hana. Im abba bekitzamahu, niyam rinan, that the reason why mekash b'yisuri hana is not work, is not going to be kudeshes, because what he gave, because she cannot be benefiting from it, so it's she cannot benefit, and therefore there's no kedushin. But in the case where she could benefit, she's a chola, then it isn't a kedushin. Dilma, the reason why in Mekadesh is because for the Mekadesh it's not worth anything, and therefore the Mekadesh didn't give her what? A pruta. Therefore, even if she's a chola and she could be nana in Mekadesh, even though the dashari, but her Mekadesh will not say lakum, because for him it's asarana. The shayla of the Mishnah Lamelech, something which is Yisuri Hanah, but is in fact functional and can be, she can benefit from it, but as far as he's concerned, it doesn't have value. Long discussion. It's a Rashi Nevo Gezara, and v'chuli. A little further on, he actually brings other cases. This is what you were referring to, from the tshuva of a Radvaz, two tshuvas, I think, of the Radvaz. Someone gives kedushin to a woman. It wasn't shavah pruta when he gave it to her, but when it arrives at her in her doorstep, it went up in price. It's not worth a pruta. Do we say basin no sein aslinan and there's no pruta because what he gave her is not a pruta from his angle, and he didn't lose a pruta? Or do we say basin mekabel aslinan so you have a pruta? And then similar to one before with a cholishish b'sakana case. Now, in this conversation, he says v'da. The parak of the kedushin dam zayin amrinan bayi rava. He brings our gemara. Shnei bnei sechul shnei bnei beputa mal basin as mekab mazlinan vaika mamona. Odom basin did who aslinan vaika. Look in the Tosfos and that gemara. What will you see in Tosfos? Now what does it mean basin nosin umekabel? What does it really mean? It doesn't mean basin nosin mekabel. What does it really mean? Maser mekabel nosin is lav dafka, because after all the nosin is no better than the konim, than the mekadshim. The nosin is betoras shliach. If you follow baser nosin, then you need two prutos as if the sons themselves were giving. So what does it mean baser nosin and mekabel? It really means baser mekabel as linan. The gamri, Deshema in Rachos Elshi Kabel Hamakabel Shavat Pruta. Russian of Tosus here. No, Midvar Halalu. What do you see? That we don't follow the Kaddish, we follow the Miskaddishes. So then the case of the Chola, the woman with the Chola, should be Mikudeshes. The reason why the Gemara is upset it doesn't work is because maybe we follow the Banos that are Miskatzos. Okay, so that's the two sides in our Gemara. But meanwhile, what can we extract from our Gemara according to Tosfos? That it doesn't matter if the Nosin is not worth by Nosin money, as long as it's worth money by the Makaba. Again, on the other side of the Gemara is because we follow each girl. But meanwhile, in this case, it would follow, based on Tosus' reading of our Gemara, which would follow the case of Yisuri Hana, that Mikudeshes. Oh, that's Tosus. Continues the Mishnah Lamelech. Ah, Midivit Tosus read the Sugyanira, Shemekayim Girsas a Gemara. He goes with the Girsa, but it's a Nosin. And then, if that's the case, then you have to have that by the Nosin, it's a Prut. He's giving her a Prut. It's a very interesting maramokum, this Mishnah Melech. Again, assuming here you have a real machokas, Tosus and Tosus Rid, so this is one aspect of the machokas. That is to say, do we need Pruta on the Nosin's end? Does the Gemara mean Nosin the Makabo literally? Nosin as well needs a Pruta, in which case, Surah Na, that for the Nosin is not worth anything, even though she has functional Hana from it. So for her, its value doesn't matter. Or do we say no? Tosus reading of Agamar is basa mekabelas lina, because if you follow the you wouldn't be able to have here the benefit of one pruta, because they actually are the Nosin is mekoach the two sons, and therefore you need a separate pruta. The answer is basa mekabel gamrias lina. Okay, so this is one layer of this sugya. Again, we have to think more about it. Avram, want to your question from before? What? So this is another good question. I'm going to leave this for the next year. It's hard to focus today on Tainus, and Bechal, we want to leave other time for other things, but this is another good question, and you go back to the Gemara to think about. Who's getting the money? Now, according to the case that Tosa sets up for us, there's no question who gets the money. Who gets the money? The father, that's the sugya of Dagimo, right? We all know. Kesef Menala, right? That's the whole sugya. How do you know the father gets the kesef? The father, right? The father is Makadish, the daughter is Yushaku Kashba. But if you hold that the case would be that the daughters are older, conceivably the Tosafot could hold that way. We don't know for sure, but if we follow the trail that we're going here, the Mishnah Melech makes a Machokis, Tosafot and Tosafot. Tosus Rid is willing to separate the Shliach from the Meshaleach. Basa Nosin is literal. Nosin is one, even though the Nosin is a Shliach of the two sons. So the same thing we could argue on the other end. The father could be a father of two Gedolos, and he's acting as a Shliach. And yet the Gemara would be saying, Basa Nosin and Makaba. But where is this money deposited? In whose bank account? The girls. How much in each bank account? A chatzi pruta. And yet, that's going to create kedusha, even though each girl essentially received half a pruta.
It's
tannas, because then it's the father's bank account.
It's okay that it's only half for each.
Well, that's the two shards of the Gemara. If you follow the things that are being acquired, so then you should acquire pruta for each one. But there's one makna. There's one hakna'a on two distinct things. The makna, whose makna the two things, is receiving a pruta. But if the money is going to end up going to the girl's bank account, then it's a bigger stretch. What? If the father is a mekabel the pruta, good. So that's the chiddush. Basa mekabel azlina. Okay, so we got a little bit oriented in this Gemara. We have to obviously pick up on it. And we'll see what will be after that. Okay. And we'll discuss the game plan.